changing habits. To me, that's got to be one of the hardest things to do in life. Do you agree with that?
I definitely agree. You know, that's what got me interested in studying this area and actually working on the book. Yeah. I initially started studying this area because there were issues like that in my personal and professional life that got me questioning why don't people stick to things that they want to do. Yeah. And so as I started researching this, I realized it wasn't just something that I was questioning. So many other people out there were sharing those thoughts, sharing those questions.
Really, I mean, is it just because some things are hard to do, so they're harder to keep doing?
In a nutshell, you got it. And so if you flip that around, really, in a nutshell, the answer is if you make things easy for people to do, in fact, you make them easier to do than not to do, then people will keep doing them. And that's really one of the in the book, and overall, I come up with a list of seven different tools or forces of how we change behavior based on our own personal research that I've done with patients, with participants, as well as decades of psychology research. And one of those forces is making it easy, and that's really the most important one in a lot of cases.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. Your habits, what was the hardest habit for you to change personally then?
I mean, they would come and go. You know, one thing that comes to mind, I think that's an interesting one. When I started, I work in the Department of Family Medicine here at UCLA, and I used to work in a different part of campus where I'd work up the hill on campus, and I'd go to the gym that was right on campus. But when I switched to this office here, which is off campus, about a mile down the road, I stopped exercising as much. Mm-hmm. And I think people would, if you look at that from the sky view, if you just see someone who is not exercising, we often might think, oh, it's because the person's lazy. It's because they're not disciplined.
But it could just be a matter of convenience, you're saying, even.
Exactly.
Hey, let me ask you, there are habits like exercise. We know that's a good thing to do. It's hard to do. But when you look at habits, let's say like being antisocial, where you habituated yourself to not being as social as you should be, and it's more complicated, right? It's not just a good or bad thing. It's just something that maybe your life would be better off if you were more outgoing, reached out a little more. How do you deal with things like that?
Well, it's an important distinction. So the reason why I started studying this is when I had these questions of, you know, and one of them was a personal thing about a family member who was suffering from a chronic intestinal problem. And it got me to question, again, why people aren't doing things. And what I realized is that the current solutions out there, I'll answer your question in I'll get to it in a roundabout way. The current solutions out there were telling us to blame the individual and saying the reason why people aren't doing things is because there's something wrong. Either they're lazy or they're not disciplined or they're not social enough or they don't have good habits. But what I found is that it's really there are different types of behaviors. And I found there's three different types of behaviors. And if we can understand those three different types of behaviors, there's a set of tools for changing them.
Okay, well, what are the three different types of behaviors?
So the three different types of behaviors are automatic, burning, and common behaviors, or what I call the A, B, and C behaviors. And those behaviors differ based on how aware we are of what we're doing. So classically, people think about, they just talk about habits as behavior change, but habits are only one type of behavior. Habits are things that we do unconsciously, that we do, we're not even aware that we're doing. Those are typically behaviors.
Give me some examples. Automatic, burning, and common. What's an example of each?
Yeah, so an automatic behavior is forgetting to stand up straight. You know, if we're slouching and we skip, stand up straight, or if someone is your radio show host, as you're talking, if someone's interrupting you a lot, that's often an automatic behavior. They're not even aware that they're doing it.
Well, I have to admit, I do that and I'm aware, but maybe that's a problem. Go ahead. Keep going.
Exact. So, well, then it maybe not is, it's not an A behavior. So B behaviors are behaviors where we're aware of what we're doing, but we feel like we just can't stop ourselves from doing it. So typically, and this is where interrupting then for some people is a B behavior. They know they're about to do it, but they can't stop themselves. Digital addiction is a common one for that. You know, for a lot of people, they wake up in the morning and the first thing that they do is check their smartphone, check their email, or people get a text message and they feel like they've got to respond to it. Mm-hmm. That's a B behavior. And with A behaviors, there's a certain set of tools for changing them.
Right.
For B behaviors,
so B is almost like a compulsion, essentially. That's a burning behavior.
Yep.
Okay, so you're basically you're addicted. Okay, and the common one, what's that?
Common behaviors are the most common of all behaviors. These are behaviors that are often due to motivation. So these are things like, I'm not exercising because I just want to go to happy hour and have a drink, or I tell myself I'm going to learn a new language or learn a new hobby, but just other things take up my time and I prioritize those things. So it's more of a motivational thing. We're aware of what we want to be doing and what we think we're supposed to be doing, but we just think it's not worth it or aren't able to make the change.
Dr. Sean Young, his brand new book is Stick With It. Just a couple of minutes here left. So here's what I want to know. How do you determine if a habit is and a behavior is bad or good? Do you have a way to do that?
No. I mean, I think that's really up to the person. I mean, as someone working in public health and medicine, I think the majority of when we're trying to change people, it's good behaviors. I think we're trying to get people to exercise more, to take prescribed medication, to get HIV tests. I consider those good behaviors. I think most people would. But you know, what's good to me might not be good to someone else. And so it's really left up to the person of what it is. I don't really make a judgment. This is just a process for changing it.
Gotcha. So automatic burning and common behavior. The burning one's the one I'm curious about. So if you have a burning behavior, you're essentially addicted, you're compulsive. What's the, it seems like those are the ones that are tough to deal with. How do you address that?
Well, they're all tough to deal with, but the distinction, the difference is how aware we are of what we're doing. So if you take something like, there's a two-step process in the book that I present on how to change behavior. So step one is figure out whether the behavior you're trying to change in yourself, or if you're trying to get other people to change something, figure out if that's an A, B, or C behavior. Second, use the set of seven tools or forces that can change those behaviors. So you'll use certain tools or forces for one type of behavior and different ones for others. So for example, a common behavior, let's say I want to get myself to run a marathon. If I want to get myself to run a marathon, I got to start training. I can run a few miles right now. I would collapse if I tried to run a full marathon. So you got to do it in small incremental steps. But if you take an automatic behavior or in some cases a burning behavior where the person's either not even aware of what they're doing or they can't stop it. If we take an automatic behavior where they're automatically, someone who's automatically interrupting and is not even aware that they're interrupting, you can't change that in small steps. You can't have a person gradually interrupt.
You have to make them aware of it, essentially.
You got to make them aware of it.
And I should note, one of the reasons I get into interrupting is because we run out of time like we have now. It always ticks by fast. Dr. Sean D. Young, his brand new book, Stick With It, A Scientifically Proven Process for Changing Your Life for Good. Dr. Young, great to have you on WINLS. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, we're back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Good night.